The Global Environmental Outlook, or GEO5, says the world is on an unsustainable path, despite more than 500 international agreements. And scientific evidence says Earth systems are being pushed towards their limits. Amy Frankel directs the UN's environmental program in North America.
It has some very specific examples of how we are, our carbon emissions are continuing to grow, not decline. We've already exceeded the safe levels of what scientists say we need to be reaching in the atmosphere for greenhouse gases. Biodiversity has declined tremendously. Our oceans are not in good shape. Our fisheries are not in good shape.
The report warns of unprecedented damage if the current pattern of production and consumption of natural resources is not reversed. James Dobrovolsky with the U.S. Agriculture Department is one of the report's lead authors. He says population growth, urbanization, unsustainable consumption, and the use of fossil fuels for energy all cause environmental change.
GEO5 reports that 4.9 million deaths were attributable to environmental exposure to chemicals in 2004. That's from the World Health Organization. And chemical consumption in developing countries could account for a third of the global consumption by 2020.
Dobrovolsky also cites computer and electronic waste as a major new source of pollution.
Estimated at 20 to 50 million tons per year, e-waste has been identified as one of the really important emerging issues in GEO5.
The report cites some successes, notably bans on lead in gasoline and also on depleting substances.
Political challenge is to get that message across so that even in financial difficult times, dealing with the environment is not an afterthought. It's something that we do right now.
Frankel says there is an urgent need for a green economy, and that's the message to the Rio+20 conference. This is Sulima Palacio, VOA News, Washington.